This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 623. What is the difference between on time and in time in English? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Time is a commodity in American culture, so when you talk about it, you have to get it right. Today, a listener asks us the difference between two similar phrases. We'll show you how to keep them straight today.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey there, Michelle. What's going on with you?
Hey, not too much, Lindsay. I'm really sorry. I wasn't on time today to start.
Oh, you're right. You weren't on time. Well, I'll let it slide. You know, I mean, luckily, you know, you got there just in time because I was about to take off. Like I was about to just write it off for the day.
Forget you, Michelle.
It's all about time in American culture, right, Michelle? It's important to make sure that we, you know, that we understand how to talk about time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I think, yeah, we're really like crazy about time in American culture. And it's like a really big deal, you know, the idea of like being on time and always being in a rush for everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of business culture. And we've talked about that a few times on this show. But also, if you think about time in terms of your life, your general like happiness, it actually is kind of an important currency. Why? Because it's the only thing you can't get back.
Right. That's true.
You can always make more money if you lose money. You can always get back power, respect, reputation, maybe. But time is the only thing that when it's gone, it's gone.
Right. Yeah.
So that's man. Just a little food for thought here. Get a little bit deep here before we go into today's question.
Yeah. Very, very deep. Very scary, actually.
It is a little bit scary. I mean, hopefully that makes our listeners stop and think, because one of the goals of this show, guys, is to get you to reflect on your life, to live a better life. It's about connection and it's about maximizing our time on this planet. Like, how are you spending your time? What are you doing on your weekends? Are you spending your time in front of Netflix? Is that making you happy? Maybe you're watching Netflix with a partner and then that's great quality time. Like, I feel like we spend a lot of time on the internet these days. You know, are we spending the time the way we want to spend it?
Right, right. Probably not. No, a lot of internet time for sure. Is that's what I mean? Is like social media, all of those things. Yeah,
I know.
I don't know. I feel like the past 7 years have gone by like way faster than all the other years, and it's freaking me out.
I know. Tell me about it. That's what somebody told me. Somebody told me recently, like once you get into your 30s, the time just starts to fly.
And I feel like it's already flying. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, it's nuts. But so anyway, guys, we want to remind you before we get into today's question, which of course is about time. Yeah. We want to remind you.
What if it wasn't about time at all?
What if it was completely something different?
It's that about would vegetables. Be no, it's about time.
Vegetables. Guys, grab the transcripts for today so you can follow along and really understand how we're going to use these two prepositions today in these two different phrases. So go ahead to allearsenglish.com /transcripts and grab them now. Okay. All right. Yes. So Michelle, we have a good question, and this student is asking us about the differences between on time and in time. Mm. So could you read the question, Michelle, for us?
Of course.
Thank you.
That's my job. Yes. Okay. How is it going? Hope everything is going smoothly. All Ears English is my all time favorite podcast. Thank Woo-hoo. You for all the episodes. I love them. Thank you. Yay. That's so sweet. And I like how you write with so many exclamation points. It makes me feel like you're very friendly, and I appreciate it. I do have a question. Could you please explain the difference between on time and in time? From what I know, they are almost the same, but have slightly different meanings. I can't figure out how to apply them in sentences. Thank you. Best regards. Another exclamation point. Seriously, I love it. Thank you.
I know.
Good
we love
question.
It. I know, Michelle, that was great. We don't have the name of the listener, but thank you to this listener. Hopefully this listener is listening today and yes. the question is going to be answered because it was a good question. This is an example, guys, of the questions that we love. These nuanced differences in the language that are quite important in the grand scheme, right? You want to use these correctly at your level. Okay. So we're going to show you the differences first. What are the differences, Michelle? If we say to be on time.
Well, if we say to be on time, this is more about like a specific schedule and time on the clock, right? Yeah. So like, for example, you're supposed to be somewhere at 3:15 p.m.
Yeah.
And you got there at 3:15. So you got there on time.
Exactly. And then we can contrast that with to be in time, right? Mm-hmm. And this could be about time on the clock, but I think it's more about events, right? Like a train arriving or milk spilling or something happening, not really referencing clock time. Yeah, it means that you arrive early enough and you're not late, right?
Yes, 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 for sure, yeah.
How do we sometimes change this one?
I mean, we might say, to be just in time, like... Or like, what makes me think of just in the nick of time?
Oh, just in the nick of time. I like that one. Yep. That's a good one too. Just before it was too late. Some examples are, for example, the train left a few minutes early, but I got there in time.
Or the train left early, but I got there just in time. So like right before it was going to leave.
Right. So in this case, we're not talking about the train left at 3:12. Right. We're just saying, I got there in time. Right. The clock time here is kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, true. It's just about that train.
Yeah. And it's about when did you arrive? Like, when did this thing happen? Did it happen before the time? Then you were in time. OK. Or here's another example. The baby was about to spill his milk, but I grabbed his bottle just in time.
I like that. Yeah, that one doesn't have anything to do with clock time, right? You wouldn't say, I grabbed it just on time.
No, right. And I could see our listeners making a mistake like that. I think that would be a common mistake. Guys, because this spilling the milk, we don't care what time it happened.
Care that it wasn't spilled.
And that I grabbed it just in time, okay?
Good job, Lindsay.
Yeah, I know. I'm right on top of it. Especially when it comes to little kids. You never know what to expect. My niece is 2.5 and she's just doing crazy things these days. So you know about that too with your little nephew, Jake.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I don't like to babysit like alone for my niece because I'm always afraid like, what if something happens? What if she falls? You know, I won't know what to do.
No, it is scary.
Yeah. Guys, if you're still struggling with native English and understanding what native speakers say, our course is coming out very soon where we'll show you our special 3-step strategy to finally understand native speakers. To get your first lesson free, go to allearsenglish.com/bridge. That's allearsenglish.com/BRIDGE. Okay, let's jump into a little conversation here, Michelle. And guys, remember, you cannot get these role plays on the blog. We only put them in the transcript. So if you really want to go focus in on this episode and study these expressions, go get your transcripts, allearsenglish.com/transcripts. So here we go, Michelle. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So what's up, Michelle? How's your weekend?
Oh, well, it was hectic, Lindsay.
Why? Didn't you take the train back to Maryland, back home?
Yeah, I did. But because I had scheduled my train at 4:45 on a Friday, of course, my PATH train to Penn Station was late. I was freaking out and kept looking down at the time.
Oh, man. Did you get there on time?
Yeah, but just barely. Luckily, the train wasn't on time either. It left 10 minutes late, so I was okay.
How was your time at home?
Awesome. We carved pumpkins with my little nephew.
Oh, just in time for Halloween, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very I like this. So let's talk about how we use these different expressions on time and in time, right? So right. I asked you, you said, oh, you were rushing to take the PATH train to Penn Station. And this sounds pretty realistic for you, like something that might happen to you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. And then I said, oh, did you get there on time?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I use on time instead of in time, Michelle?
Because we're talking about on time for a specific time. Like the schedule.
Exactly. On time because the train was supposed to leave at 4:45.
Could you say, did you get there in time?
Yeah, I guess in this case you could, right? So sometimes you can, when you're supposed to say on time, you could say in time, but I don't think it always goes the other way. Like,
yeah,
I grabbed the bottle example with the milk, I couldn't say just on time. Would you agree with that, Michelle?
Yes, I definitely would. Yeah. So a little bit, yeah. Here you could use both, but it doesn't always work in the other direction.
That's right. And that might be confusing for our listeners. So guys, this would be a really good time to go over to italki and get your native teacher to practice this, right? allearsenglish.com/ITALKI. You'll get a free $10 credit if you register there. Find your native teacher, practice this. Okay. So I said, did you get there on time? All right. And then you said, luckily.
Mm-hmm. The train wasn't on time either.
Okay. So the train wasn't on time.
And here you would say on time.
Here you would say, this is where it gets complicated.
All right. Yeah. Practice with the tutor, guys.
But don't worry, guys. So they're always little exceptions and little weird nuances, but we're giving you the basic point of the two differences between these two expressions. Okay. That's what matters. And then we show the contrast here at the end. You say, oh, we carve pumpkins with my little nephew. And I say, oh, just in time for Halloween.
Perfect. Right. We're talking about an event here, not something on the clock.
Yeah, exactly. And something else to remember is we usually don't say, well, I suppose you could say just on time. So just can be used for both. Do you agree? Just on time, just in time.
I think just is usually with just in, but it just could in be time. With on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would hear it more with in.
Okay. I think you hear it more within. But just let's talk about a couple of other expressions, then we'll come back and summarize to make sure that it's clear for our listeners, Michelle. What's another expression regarding time that we might use here?
Oh, yep. I said this one earlier. That's a good one. Just in the nick of time.
Right. Exactly. Just in the nick of time. That's used when we really want to emphasize how close you were to missing something, right? What's an example?
Right. So they were announcing my boarding group when I got into the lounge. I got there just in the nick of time.
Okay, good. And then we can say to run out of time, right? Mm-hmm. We say the time is growing short. So I say, come on, Michelle, I only have until 4 to record today. We're running out of time.
Good.
Okay.
Or and then there's one say, more. Yeah, another one is the clock is ticking. Right. So time is running out. So putting time pressure on someone, right? Like, so there's some kind of deadline to take action and claim something. So you could say, for example, so what is your decision? The clock is ticking.
Yeah. I like the tone of voice. The clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking.
I just think it's so funny. If we look at what all these expressions have in common, they have in common the concept of pressure, right? So that shows us how much of a commodity time is in our culture, right?
That's right. That is right.
It's incredible. So something that we can learn here about American culture. And I would be curious to see if it's the same way in your cultures. I mean, I've traveled to some cultures where I was just really surprised how differently people looked at time. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was living in Buenos Aires for about 3 months, I was totally shocked when I found out that everything closed down on Sundays. And the reason for that was people wanted to go have the parrilla, the barbecue, Argentine barbecue with families. And that was really nice. And at first, though, I got annoyed. I was like, well, I have all these things I need to get done. Like, I need to buy groceries. I need to buy a new jacket for work. And I can't do it on Sunday. So when, you know, I was all flustered.
Right. Ugh.
But then I got invited to these parties and I said, well, this is the better way to spend my Sunday. This is what I want to do with my life on Sundays, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to relax.
We have to tell ourselves that more than anything, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, guys, so you can go ahead and check out episode 264 if you want to continue with this theme of time. We'll give you six phrases to buy yourself more time. That's an interesting angle on the concept of time. And go over, get the transcripts, guys, allersenglish.com/transcripts. But Michelle, let's just circle back real quick and summarize the key differences between these two before we finish up for today. So what was the key about to be on time?
So to be on time is usually dealing with the clock.
Yes. And to be in time.
That one is more, you know, maybe it's not on the clock. Maybe you're just talking about, you know, an event or a holiday. Yeah. Like you said, just in time for Halloween, something like that.
You got it, Michelle. That's it. So those are the most important things to remember from today's episode, guys. Don't worry about anything else. Now go out and try to practice. Also, listen for these phrases when you hear natives speak. Listen to when they're using them and think about how they fit into this episode. Okay?
Awesome.
Okay, very cool, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out today.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.